An Anus Bay family is grateful for the support they have received from a team of medical professionals on Vancouver Island and the BC Children's Hospital. Kai Barlow was diagnosed with a congenital heart condition at 6 months old and was rushed to hospital where doctors discovered he had a malformed mitral valve, according to his mother, Sandy. He had fairly urgent surgery and unfortunately they couldn't repair it, they had to replace it, Sandy said. So he has a mechanical mitral valve. Kai faced a bumpy road after the surgery, and experienced a life-threatening blood clot on his valve. We were airlifted back to Children's and he was quite sick in the ICU, Sandy said. A month later the same thing happened, and Kai had to be taken via helicopter again, but luckily it was not as bad as the first instance, she added. Kai and Sandy are sharing their story to raise awareness about the importance of cardiac care and how the BC Children's Hospital Foundation changes the lives of children. Now as a mentor, Kai is giving back by helping other kids navigate their own health challenges, according to a news release. When I mentor other kids, I get to see them be brave and get their test done. I get to see them feel better, Kai, 10 years old, said in the release. He has been on medication for the majority of his life and become familiar with regular blood testing with an at-home machine. He's mentored a couple of kids through using that machine and being really hands-on about trying to help when they have a lot of anxiety, Sandy said. He has this amazing way with trying to help and support other kids. Like many children with heart conditions, Kai's life has involved daily medications, frequent doctor visits, and constant care. Despite these challenges, he has not let them define him. Kai loves playing soccer, horseback riding and enjoying the outdoors, according to the release. This year Kai will undergo a surgery to replace his mechanical valve with a larger one. His recovery will include a few days in the ICU, as well as a week or two in the BC Children's Hospital. His ongoing health is supported by the team at the hospital and the donors, whose contributions fund key programs, accelerate innovations, and support research that transforms pediatric care, according to the release. Knowing there are monthly donors out there, it's like they're in it with us, Sandy said. The consistent care Kai receives allows him to stay close to home for most of his care on Vancouver Island, while traveling to Vancouver for specialized procedures and surgeries. We've been pretty lucky that despite being a smaller center on the island that we're still not far away and we've been very lucky to have, even the emergency resources available quite quickly, Sandy said, and added she is grateful that when Kai has experienced life-threatening complications, he is only a helijet away from the expertise at the BC's Children's Hospital. To learn more, or to donate to BC Children's Hospital Foundation online, visit bcchf.ca/.